Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a terrific Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and yes, I am excited you guys have tuned in. If you guys have been following us on social media, you know that we've been talking about foil for our whole fall season. Foil doesn't work first, outside, inside, last. It doesn't work. It works in math, but in life it doesn't work. When you start addressing issues in your life and you start from the outside trying to go inside, it's not lasting. It doesn't work. When we're really serious about making life changes, when you're really serious about getting on board with living your best life ever, you've got to start with an internal introspection to make the lasting changes. Then, once you've done the work, that work, whew, if there's any other adjustments that are needed, then you can start the other work, and you'll start it with purpose. And you'll start it with reasoning, and you'll start it from an educated standpoint, not a societal standpoint, okay? So that's where we've been all season. You guys have been along for the ride, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So on social media last night, we posted a copy of Langston Hughes' poem called Dreams. Did y'all see it? Oh, my gosh, it was so good. Listen to it. It says, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is barren field, frozen with snow." My gosh, and that's so true. I don't know how many of you are dreamers and visionaries like myself, but there's something inside of you when you're a dreamer, when you're a visionary, when you see things a little different than everyone else, because you know your life has purpose, and you know there's something bigger than what you're doing. But if you don't get the opportunity to feed, or if you don't water, if you don't nurture it, it really is like there's a piece of you that is barren and dry and destitute, and you're trying to figure it all out, and you're trying to make sense of life, and then you have to have that come-to-self moment where you're like, wait, I'm not on this track. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Okay, that's what's really going on. And if you're a creative person and, you know, you use the arts as your outlet, once you accomplish something on the artistic and creative realm, you're like, oh, my gosh, I can breathe again. You're riding in a seatbelt. You're riding in a car. You got the seatbelt strapped on. And for whatever reason, you would like to move forward or to the side, and the seatbelt just says, click. And you can't go anywhere, and then you just have to tug on it, and sometimes you have to take the seatbelt off and readjust it so you can get your freedom of mobility back. That's what it is when you have dreams inside of you that are laying dormant. It's like, I can move, I can breathe, I'm okay, but I don't have full range of motion. I'm not completely doing what I need to be doing because something is restricting me. And I know when you're a dreamer and a visionary, there are obstacles. There are financial barriers. I get all of that. Trust me, I do. But my thing to you today is to water that dream, nurture that dream, realize that dream again, because that dream is an important part of you. Why was the dream brought to you? Because you're the one that can nurture it and bring it through. So as we are focusing on first inside, outside later, not last, but later, we have to remember that you have a dream for a reason. You've been given this whatever that's inside you, the artistic creativity, the visionary that's beyond everyone else around you's wildest dreams. You've been given that for a reason. Now, it's up to you to take the necessary steps as the dream holder and the dream protector to have that dream manifest. And somebody's like, it's a nightmare. Here's the thing about your dream. If it's been given to you, it is so important that you start to write that down in clear, concise words. What's going on in the dream? What colors are you wearing? What do you smell? Invoke all of your senses in this. Why would you do that? Because it's very important. Because when it comes back to you, when it actually starts to manifest, you'll be able to recognize that moment. And although there will be obstacles trying to prevent you from getting there, and life will happen all around you, you're like, wait, I feel like I felt in my dream. I smell whatever in the air like I smell in my dream. I'm where I bought the outfit on sale for me to wear because I saw it in my dream. Now I have to go and help this dream manifest. So I have to have the outfit. I've got to get this sit down. I've got to be around these people. Wait, who was in the crowd with you while the dream was manifesting? Wait a minute, is that your cousin? Is that your aunt? Reconnect with the people who were in the crowd. Do what you have to do to be very clear and concise about that dream. Is it a leadership position? Is it a support position? Are you center stage? Are you backstage? Are you the director? Are you the producer? Whatever role that you're playing in this dream, you need to be very clear about it. Like, is this really my calling? Is this really my purpose? Is this the part that's for me? What do I need to get out of that? That's for me. That's the part I'm grabbing. I'm going to be clear and concise about it. I'm going to write it down with the date, like today's date. So if you dreamed last night, you're like, oh, I keep having the same dream. I'm on stage. I'm here. I'm there. Write the date down. Write down as many details as you possibly can. Take time to remember the dream because you're the dream holder for a moment, for this moment, to bring that dream to pass. Okay? But wait. What if I dream so big? I know no one in my family has ever been the CEO. No one in my family has ever had stocks and bonds. No one in my family has ever invested that much and it paid off. No, honey, you're worth it. You deserve to live your dream. This may be hard for you to accept because you may be from the smallest corner of the earth, or you may be the black sheep of the family. It does not matter. You are worth it. It came to you. It is now your job, your duty, your responsibility, your obligation to hold on to that dream and realize you are the one who deserves it and to go after it. You don't deserve things, and you have the thoughts, and what if this happens, and what if that happens? Trust, let me tell you what's going to happen. Time is going to keep passing. 2017 is going to be here before we know it. 2018 is going to be here right after that. People around you are chasing and getting theirs. It is your season, your time, and your responsibility to go after what you are really worth. And if you continue to do this work, realizing what's on the inside of you and protecting that which is most valuable, you'll realize that you are qualified for the dream that you're dreaming. Your dream is so important. It's just like your gift, like your calling. It is so important because you're the one it was given to. So therefore, that makes you even more important than you thought you were. You are. You are necessary. You are important. And it's up to you to maintain your health, your well-being, your mental security, your mental stability. And whatever that means for you, that means you have to start taking away distractions. If you need to work on your time management, if you need to clear off some people who are just common distractions in your life, do what you have to do because you've got somewhere to go and you've got somewhere to be. And again, 2017, 2018, they're coming whether you do it or not. But don't you want to do it fulfilled? Don't you want to do it on the right path? Don't you want to do it just a little bit different than you've been doing it before just to give it a chance to see if it's worth it? Because you're worth it, because you're the dream keeper, now can you be the dream manifester? And you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good, but I'm scared. And you know what? That is such a normal human emotion, and that's okay to feel the fear or the anxiety or the panic raise up inside of you and to even acknowledge that that's what that is. Call it what it is. It is fear. And if you're a self-sabotager, this is definitely the season to address that. Look back over your life. Why are you sabotaging yourself? Do you really not believe you're worth it? Do you really not believe you're important? Do you really think that it's just a dream and I was sleeping and it doesn't mean anything? All those things are false. They really are. Why do you keep having the same dream? Why do you get excited every time you're around a certain group of people? Why is it so pressing on you that you daydream about it, that you nightdream about it, that people say, are you such and such? You look like you're such and such because you're meant to have it. I think it's one of the worst things ever when people, we do it every day. We drive past these cemeteries and it's nothing but a bunch of dashes and dates. That's how you see dashes and dates. So-and-so's last name, they lived here, they did this, dash and dates. Why not make your dash and date mean something? Mean something exciting. Here lies a dreamer. Here is a person who took their dreams from their imagination, from the invisible, made it plausible to them, then made it practical to everyone else, and now their dream is living on after them. I've said it for years. Turn your dash into an exclamation point. And what greater way to turn your dash into an exclamation point than to be the person you were meant to be, live the life you were meant to live, and dream the dreams that are big enough for you to handle or for you not to handle. Because really, there are some things going on in my head. I'm like, I don't even understand how that's going to happen. I have no clue how that's going to manifest. But that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to be in position and do work every day so that when things start to click and fall into place, I'm not self-sabotaging. I'm not walking away in fear. I'm not holding my head down saying, you know, I'm not worth it. No. My job is to become better and better and better every step of the way, to put myself in situations where iron sharpens iron. And that means iron has to clank against the other piece and sparks will fly. It will be hot and it will be uncomfortable and it will hurt. But the reality is it's for my good. It's for my betterment, and it gets me closer to being the person I need to be so that my dream does not die. So as I'm holding fast to the dream, like Langston Hughes says, then you know what? My life is not going to be about a broken wing. I'm not going to be the bird that does not fly. I'm going to be the bird that soars. And because I'm soaring, then others can soar with me. Because as we live this gift called life, as we live it out loud, there will be bystanders. Stand on the sideline, wishing, hoping, dreaming, then hating. Oh, yeah, wishing, hoping, dreaming, then hating. Because that's usually how it happens. As you climb up, somebody's always like, but remember when? You the same one who did such and such. And that may be true. And that's great. I did, and thank you for reminding me how far I've come. I appreciate that. Now, you have a nice day. I appreciate the fact that your memory works like that. But since your memory works so well, I want you to watch where I go from here. Don't just watch all the bad stuff I used to do. No. Don't just bring up all my past. Watch where I go from here. So when we have this conversation in 5 years, you'll have something else to say. Because that's what people do. That's what them sideline people do. They want to hold stuff against you. They want to hold stuff over you. And if you're the bird with the broken wing, then right, you're right there with them. Because you've allowed your dream to just sit there on the shelf and be dormant, just like they did. But if you can get something, get a grasp, get a glimpse of the reality that can happen and can transpire in your life, when you get serious about your dream, then you won't be the bird with the broken wing. You'll be the bird that had the broken wing. And we know how do we fix broken bones? We reset them oftentimes, which means some of us have to be broken again in order to heal properly. And if we never address the fact that we were broken in the first place, it won't grow back the right way. So we might as well go ahead and accept it, go through the cast, go through the rest, go through the physical therapy, go through the pain, the torment, the angst, rebuild, and get ready to fly. Start working some other parts of our body out. Do your neck stretches. Get into some yoga. Get into some meditation. Do whatever you have to do to strengthen yourself, because what's about to happen is going to require you to have some endurance. You're going to have to be able to stand and go through and pull yourself up and push yourself out of and release yourself from that seatbelt that keeps holding you and jerking you when you don't want to be held and jerked, when it's not meant for you to be in that position because it's not comfortable, it's not right. You are a dreamer, and you have to fly. You've got to go. You cannot stay in this uncomfortable, broken position any longer. That dream that's inside of you deserves an opportunity to live. It's come to you for such a time as this. This season is now for you to decide, am I going to stay here with this broken wing dream? Am I going to lay dormant and let this dream be deferred, be like the raisin in the sun, all shriveled up, looking all bitter and angry at everyone else? Or am I going to do what's necessary and needful in my life so I'm in a better position, because 2017 is coming and 2018 is coming and time's going to keep going fast? Am I going to be ready? I think you can do it. Matter of fact, I'm confident. I'm 100.1% sure that you can bring dream to reality if you continue to focus on the important things in your life and let go of the stuff that is not needful or necessary for you to be where you need to be. All right, you guys keep tuning in and keep watching us on social media. We've got plenty of nuggets on this conversation because the dream inside of you deserves the opportunity to manifest. Y'all have a great day, and thank you for listening to Couch Conversation. Goodbye.